Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And we are a live broadcast. I don't have any guests today, so we can have our phone lines open this afternoon. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today. Our number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I've got a couple things to look at too as well. But before we do that, let's open in a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for a beautiful day. What an absolutely gorgeous day. And just pray for those people who are affected by the storms that went through last night, those that are still without power today. Pray that you would just bless and watch over them. But again, we thank you for the day being so wonderful today. And we just pray that we would use this day for your glory. Bless the program today. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody this afternoon. And again, we just give you the honor and the glory for it. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, again, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm here every Friday afternoon, 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and then every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight with Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I encourage you to check us out there. If you are unable to stay up for the whole thing from 10 o'clock till midnight, we do record our programs. Our Friday afternoon program, our Sunday night programs are all recorded, and Sunday night being 2 hours is actually recorded as 2 one-hour segments. And you can find all of those online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you go there, you can see those programs, listen to those programs, and there's a wealth of programs going back. It goes back over 10 years, I think, if you go to the archive. But so we've got a lot of stuff there, and encourage you to check us out there. Also, in addition to the programs, there's a number of articles and other things that I've mentioned from time to time, and some resources and things like that, and a link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor, and of course, that's the primary sponsor of our program, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We are meeting at 4174 Wheatley Road, and it's a commercial building, and so don't look for a building with a steeple, look for a door. We're suite 200 at 4174 Wheatley Road in Richfield. That's right about where 77 and 271 meet, and it's very easy to get to. We'd love to have you visit us there sometime. We have our regular Sunday services Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I'm currently preaching through the book of John, Gospel of John, and then Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs, and then on Friday night, every Friday night, we have a Bible study that starts at 7 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study. In fact, the radio program is an outgrowth of our Bible study. That's how we started initially. And it's basically questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And I don't come in and say, well, tonight we're going to study the hermeneutical implications of the theosophical, and et cetera, et cetera. Instead, it's you bring the questions. And whatever questions people have or subjects that people want to know something about, that's what we delve into. And we try to open up the Bible and make sense of it and allow the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us as we search the Bible together. So it's an informal Bible study. We've got refreshments, plenty of coffee, different things, and just a nice time of fellowship on a Friday night. If you don't have anything that you're doing on Friday night looking for something to do, why don't you visit us at the Bible Baptist Church for our Friday night Bible study. All right. Well, I want to mention, too, that a week from today, Pastor John Lutz, whom, if you don't listen to him, he is on the radio at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons, just before this program, for the cause of Christ. Pastor John Lutz, pastor of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio, and he is going to be sitting here in the studio. I will be out at the Summit County Fair, in Talmadge, Ohio, just to sort of on the northeast side of Columbus, what am I saying, of Akron, thinking of the state, center of the state there, the northeast side of Akron, and Summit County Fair actually opens on Tuesday, and it'll run Tuesday, July the 25th through Sunday, July the 30th, and our church has a booth there, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're in the commercial strip right inside the main gate, and so if you come out to the Summit County Fair, look for us. We're on the right and about in the middle of the commercial strip that's right there, and so you can find us there. We have a booth where we feature our one thing with the three things God cannot do. And we'll be talking about that next week, Lord willing. And then we also have a table with some literature and usually some videos playing. And this year we're adding a table. There's a group that used to be next to us that will not be there this year, Northeast Ohio Pro, Right to Life. And so we're going to be, we add a little extra space this year so we can have some pro-life materials at another table, as well as some materials on issue one. And so if you've got questions about issue one, we'll have some materials available for that. But that's the Summit County Fair in Talmadge, there at 91 and Howell Road, basically is where that's at. And that'll start this Tuesday and running through Sunday. I'll be out there most days, most of the time. Of course, I won't be out there Friday night. I won't be out there Sunday because of our church services. But I will be calling in the radio program on Friday, a week from today. Pastor Lutz will be here in the studio, and he said if he's not busy, he'll take my call. So, but that's the plan. I'll call from the fair, and we'll chat about some of the things and the unique aspects of going into places like the fair and then a number of places that people go into, community festivals and things like that, where you have opportunities to get out where the people are. If I went out on the street corners in Richfield, the only thing that happens is there's cars going by and they wonder why you're standing there. Nobody stops unless they have to, like traffic light or a stop sign. When you have a festival of some sort, you get a large congregation of people, a number of people congregating, and it gives you an opportunity to be a witness and to sow some gospel seed and not only to point people to Christ, but encourage believers. And so we always enjoy being out at Summit County Fair. So look for us out there, Summit County Fair starting Tuesday. But in the meanwhile, I wanted to share something on our Friday night program. I'm sorry, our Sunday night program. I've had a caller that's asked some questions about some of the parables in Matthew chapter 13, and I was thinking about one in particular. It kind of dovetails with where I was preaching last Sunday night in Proverbs. So I'm going to look at in Proverbs chapter 24 as well as Matthew chapter 13. But let me just start here, and I'll read the Proverbs section first. And I was preaching this in Proverbs. In Solomon's writing here, he says in Proverbs 24, verse 30, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. And then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. And then he says this here. He said, I received instruction. Here's what he says in the last two verses. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. And basically, Solomon sees this field and this vineyard that's not being taken care of, and he describes it as the field of the slothful, the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And without preaching through the whole message that I had Sunday night, remember that there was a curse placed upon the world in Genesis chapter 3, and Adam was told that by the sweat of his brow that he would, he'd have to work and he would have to combat the thorns and the thistles that were going to now grow. Before in the Garden of Eden, the fruits just were there for the taking. He just didn't simply had to reach out and take them. He didn't have to toil for his daily bread. But in the curse there, he was told he's going to have to toil by the sweat of his brow. And what he's going to have to do is he was going to have to fight the curse every day to get the ground to be productive. The ground that was once productive on its own now was cursed. And so when you do not spend the time taking care of the vineyard, taking care of the field, the weeds and the thorns, the thistles, the nettles, and things are going to begin to take over and grow up and choke out the vines, choke out the plants that you have in the field, and they become unproductive. Now, what has that got to do with Matthew chapter 13? So let's go over to Matthew chapter 13, and I've always liked this parable. It always appealed to me. Growing up, I grew up on a small farm, and we always had a big garden, plus we had, fields where there was stuff planted in the fields, and so the parable of the sower, I always found interesting, and Jesus is talking to the people here in Matthew 13, and starting verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him. So they went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples wanted to know what this meant, and I'm going to drop down a little further here to verse 18, where Jesus unpacks this parable to the disciples. He starts in verse 18, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown into his heart, or in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Now, think about this. What he's saying here, essentially, is the gospel is the seed. And, the Bible said, he that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And we sow seed in the ground, and we expect it to sprout and to bear fruit. And, you put grain seed in the ground. I can remember, my dad had a grain drill, and we would, grain would go down into the, planted into the ground, and you'd either walk behind, or the one had a seat on the back where you could watch to make sure everything was functioning properly and tell when the seed been run out. And so they put grain, put the seeds into the ground so that it would grow up and sprout and bring forth. And of course, you see that some of the seed here, they scattered it by hand. And you would go in and you would dig up and prepare a certain area in your field, and you would scatter broadcast the seed by hand. And as you broadcast the seed, some of it would fall on the wayside, which is the part where you walk where the ground is hard, and it wouldn't go into the dirt. It would lay on top of the hard ground, and the birds come down and they would pick the seed up and they would eat it. It had no chance to germinate, no chance to do anything. And so the gospel seed laying there on that hard heart, because the ground is basically the heart. And that's what he says. He says on the wayside, it lands there. And the birds come and pick it up. And he said that that's the wicked one that catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Then it says in verse 20, but he that receives seed in the stony places, he is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. And of course, then it withers away. Now, if you notice the first two cases here, the seed on the wayside, the seed on the stony ground, the seed had no chance to take root, even though it began to germinate in the second case amongst the stony ground. It didn't take root. And it's like the person that gets excited emotionally, perhaps, about the gospel. Maybe it intrigues them in some fashion, but they never really get saved. They may make a profession of faith, but they're never really saved. In other words, the gospel has not taken root in their heart. It's superficial. And when pressure comes, when opposition comes, and the heat gets too intense, it withers up and it dies because it had no root. It was just an emotional thing, perhaps, something like that. If you've ever read the book Pilgrim's Progress, there's a character called Pliable, and he's an example of this. He follows until he falls into the slough of despond, and as he comes out and crawls out of the mud and everything, he was all excited. He was gonna all excited about the trip until he fell into the slough of despond, and now he says, enough of this, I'm going back. This isn't anything that I want. And so he returns. He was the example of that sown in the stony places where it didn't take root. And now we come to the next two, and we're going to get into an area here where I differ with a lot of people who preach and teach on this parable, and my reason for it is because parables are earthly stories, talking about earthly things that people could understand to illustrate heavenly or spiritual truths. And because I grew up, when we always had gardens and I grew up in a small farm, I know what it's like to plant seed, and I know what it's like when the thorns and stuff comes up and chokes the garden. And when you get to this next one here, he says, verse 22, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. Now, I'm going to come back to this in a minute, but obviously the plant is growing here, and this is why I was looking there in Psalm 24 earlier, read that, because in Psalm 24, there was something growing. The vines were growing. The plants were growing in the field, but the thorns and the nettles and things, the weeds had grown up and were overtaking them and choking out the vines, choking out the crop in the field. And there's a picture there. Solomon received instruction, and the instruction was, you know, we're fighting against the curse every day. You know, I have a garden, and I had injured my shoulder, got pinched nerves, and I haven't been able to pull weeds in my garden since the beginning of July. The beginning of July, before July 4th, I had the weeds pretty much under control. I've got tomato plants growing out there. I've got peppers. I've got beans. I've got cabbage, squash, a couple different types of squash, pumpkins, different things growing, beets. And the problem is right now I can't find much of them because in July with the rain and everything, the weeds have sprung up. And that doesn't mean that those plants aren't going to produce anything. They're just not going to be as productive if I could have kept the weeds down. And even now, if I was to go out there and weed them out, the plants would become more productive. So I'm going to come back to that in a minute. And look at the fourth one here in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60 and some 30. Now, some ground is more productive than other. This is the ground that's been prepared. The weeds have been pulled out, and it's good ground. It's tilled up. It's fertile ground, and the seeds sprout. And this would be like the person who receives the gospel, and they become a productive Christian. They're out witnessing to people. They're involved in their church. They're making a difference in their community, amongst their family members. They're reaching people with the gospel message. They're helping people grow as Christians, and they're productive Christians, some bearing fruit a hundredfold, some 60 and some 30, but they're productive. They're doing something. But let me tell you, if you have a garden that's productive and you stop weeding it, what's going to happen? The weeds are going to spring up and it's going to become less productive. I've seen this happen. You can have tomatoes growing, for instance, and they be real productive. But if you let the weeds start to choke them out, and the thistles grow up, the production drops off considerably and they stop being productive. Why? Because the weeds are choking them out and preventing them from bearing fruit. But if you go out there and you pull the weeds out and you nurture that plant, it will begin to become productive. And this is why when I look at this parable, the first two had no root in anything. The second two both have a root. But the last one, the productive one, is always in danger of becoming unproductive if you don't stay vigilant in your life as a Christian. As a Christian, we are faced by the temptations of the world every day. And let me go back to Solomon in Proverbs 24 there. He went by the field of the slothful, the vineyard of the man void of understanding. You can be a productive Christian today. You could be a man or a woman of God. You could be serving in your church. You could be a pastor. You could be a Sunday school teacher. But I guarantee, I've seen it happen. I remember when I first started out in the ministry, you know, I'd hear these people been in the ministry for decades going, you know, after a while, you see a few things, kind of like the one insurance commercial, you know, we've seen a few things. We know a few things because we've seen a few things. And I've seen a few things over the years. Good people, people who were productive have become unproductive because somewhere along the line, they've become negligent and they've not work to keep the weeds down in their heart. They've not worked to keep the cares and the temptations of the world at bay. This is a constant thing. Paul said, I die daily. On a daily basis, he was reckoning the flesh to be dead because he knew that in the flesh dwelt no good thing. And so on a daily basis, he fought the fight that every Christian fights on a daily basis. If you're not fighting the fight, then the weeds and the thistles are growing up. Your heart is becoming like the field of the slothful and the vineyard of the man void of understanding, because the weeds and thistles are growing and they will choke you out and not rob you of your salvation, but certainly rob you of your productive nature as a Christian. You will not be productive if you do not remain vigilant to pull the weeds out. Things get established as we go through life. You know, we get complacent like the Hebrew children. They got at ease in Zion. And if you allow that to happen and you don't keep tabs on yourself, the thorns and the thistles, they grow up, the nettles grow up, and you become unproductive. And that's why I look at the one where the seed fell and it was choked by the thorns and the weeds and things there. If you go in and let's look at it this way. If you know somebody who's saved, or you meet somebody who's saved, but they're not living for the Lord, they're what we call a backslidden Christian, they're tolerating sin in their life, and if you pray for them and you work with them and you help them to overcome those things and gradually, patiently allow the Spirit of God to help you and help them to begin to pull the weeds out from their heart, that person has the ability to become productive. I know because, you know, for the first so many years of my life as a Christian, I was that Christian stuck in the weeds, unproductive, until I rededicated my life to the Lord when I was stationed in England in the United States Air Force, and some people in the church were praying for me, and God called me into the ministry, and he's allowed me to do some things, plant some churches and lead some people to the Lord and help believers in their walk with Christ to become a little productive. But I was that garden that was full of weeds and overcome until God helped me to weed out those things and had some people praying for me. So you got to be careful. And even once you're serving God and productive, you got to be careful lest the weeds take over. We're fighting against the curse, and we all have a sin nature. But thankfully, we have Christ who's greater than all. I hope you know Christ is your Savior. Thanks for listening today. God bless. Join us again next time. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.